back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Episode 442, we are going to talk about the Rams' 16 undrafted free agent signings. We'll talk about each one of them here in a second. But first, let's talk about a Ram who wore number 42, safety Jason Sehorn. Had a very short career with the Rams. We were really excited when the Rams signed him, though. Had a great career with the Giants. Rams signed him in 2003. Played just 1 year for the Rams, but unfortunately, he will go down in our memory as the guy that slipped and missed that tackle in the overtime playoff loss to the Carolina Panthers. Steve Smith going for 69 yards on a 3rd and 14 play. Wasn't Sehorn's fault. Smith beat his guy in coverage. Sehorn came up and tried to help, slipped, fell down, and that was the end of the Rams season. Very short career for the Rams, but participated in one very significant play. That loss, by the way, ended a Rams 14-game home winning streak they had at that time. Jason Sehorn, our number 42 for the, at the time, St. Louis Rams. And let's check in on the 16 undrafted free agents the Rams have signed, walk through each one of them, share as much information as we can. A lot of them, not a tons of data on them, but we'll do the best we can. And at the end here, I'll chime in on who I think might have a chance of making this team. On the offensive side, Justin Dedich out of USC and Temecula 62301. Primary position is center, but he can play guard. So again, the Rams looking at interior offensive linemen with some flexibility. The word on him is he's all around solid, but doesn't stand out in any particular way. Might be a decent power run blocker, though. So he fits the scheme and adds depth at three positions. Another offensive lineman, Blake Larson out of Augustana, played tackle at the college level. 6'6", 300. Chad Reuter of NFL.com identified him as a high pry guy to go after if he went to undraft it. Seems a little light to play tackle at the NFL level and maybe a little tall to play guard, so not sure where he will actually fit in. May just need to put on some weight. Continuing on the offensive side, Neil Johnson, a tight end out of Louisiana, 6'4", 245. In 59 games played at the college level, 101 receptions, 1,196 yards, and 11 touchdowns. Rams signed three wide receivers, J.J. Lapp out of Cortland, that's a State University of New York school, 6 feet, 185, helped Cortland win the Division III National Football Championship, started all 11 games last year, leading the team with 41 receptions for 907 yards and 6 touchdowns. He averaged 22.1 yards per reception. In one game against Wittenberg, he caught 9 passes for a school record 312 yards and 2 touchdowns. Flipper Anderson, watch out. And that included a 90-yarder. The second wide receiver up, Sam Wigluse, played 2 years at Ohio State before transferring to Ohio. 6 feet, 185, 24 years old. Last year had 56 receptions for 660 yards and 3 touchdowns and was named first team All-MAC. And the third wide receiver, Drake Stoops out of Oklahoma, 5'10", 190. Could be a high-quality slot guy at the NFL level. Really sure hands. Led the Big 12 with 10 touchdowns. Jumping over the defensive side, defensive lineman Tule Letulegasenoa of Washington, 6'1", 301, seems a bit similar to Tyler Davis. Good against the run, no pass rush ability though. Lance Zierlein of NFL.com saw him as a priority signing after the draft. Another defensive lineman, David Olajiga of Central Missouri, 6'3", 276. He was a community college transfer. And defensive end Anthony Goodloe out of Oklahoma State was another signing, 6'4", 283. Looks like he would probably be limited to a 5 technique. Can provide some pass rush, though. Two linebackers, the first one Elias Neal out of Marshall, 6'2", 225. Better in coverage and as a blitzer than as a traditional run stopper. And then Omar Spites out of LSU, 6'2", 229. He was an Oregon State transfer. Not really a playmaker, but he can fill a role. One of those guys that just does his job. The Rams loaded up in the secondary. Cam Lampkin out of Washington State, 5'10", 181. Kenny Logan out of Kansas, 5'10", 213. He'll be strictly a safety, plays aggressive, good tackler. Can cover and return kicks, worth noting. Jalen McCullough out of Tennessee, 6'2", 206. Set the record for career starts at Tennessee. Josh Wallace out of Michigan, 5'11", 185. He was identified as a priority free agent signing. 3-time team captain at UMass before transferring. Solid football player. One thing he's lacking is good speed. And then finally, Charles Woods out of SMU, 5'11", 184. And if I'm not sharing information, details on a couple of these guys, it's because I really couldn't find any recent information on them. Okay, which of these undrafted free agents has a shot at making this team? Well, you know, actually, they all have a shot. Which ones have the best shot at making this team? We'll start with the defensive line. Now, the backups right now, Corey Durden, Larrell Murchison, Deshaun Johnson, are all guys that are going to be fighting for roster spots to some degree. I think they all probably make this team, but if one of these undrafted free agents has a chance of beating someone out, it would probably be Letu Legasenoa. I could see him taking a 7th roster spot, beating out Murchison or Durden, perhaps. As for the linebackers, Omar Spites may have a shot. You look at this linebacker, middle linebackers, I'm talking about inside linebackers, Ernest Jones, Christian Roseboom, backed up by Jake Hummel and Troy Reader. There's an opportunity there. Rams have not emphasized linebacker in the draft at all. Well, edge, obviously, but not the inside guys. So Spites has a shot, and he'll get his opportunities in the preseason, I'm sure, to maybe beat one of these guys out. So they added 5 undrafted free agents to the secondary, and Josh Wallace is a guy to keep your eye on. And what stood out about him? Character, 3-time team captain at UMass, and that overshadows the fact that he's maybe lacking in high-end speed. Now, what's it going to take for him to make this team? May have to beat out someone like Darion Kendrick or Kobe Durant, or maybe perform on special teams better than Trey Tomlinson. Depending on how many cornerbacks the Rams carry, probably going to come down to how well he plays special teams, though. Neil Johnson was the tight end they signed, and Rams have a little bit of a void there, depending on how far along Hunter Long and Tyler Higbee are in their recoveries. Right now, just Davis Allen and Colby Parkinson, so Johnson's got a shot, but it's really all about the medical condition of Long and Higbee. I would not be surprised if the Rams brought in another veteran before training camp. Rams did not draft a wide receiver, added these 3 guys as undrafted free agents, Lamp, Wigloos, and Stoops. Who has a shot? You have to like the fact that Stoops played against high-level competition and he was a touchdown maker. So maybe a shot there. And J.J. Lapp, big-time production in Division III. But it's a tough road here. Who are they going to have to beat out? Right now you're figuring 6 roster spots are taken. Nakua, Kupp, and Robinson, Atwell, Whittington, and Skowronek, Tyler Johnson, and Xavier Smith on the bubble. Could one of these guys be the 7th wide receiver if they carry 7? Guess it depends on if they can block. Could one of them beat out Ben Skowronek? I don't think Big Ben's going anywhere. So I think it's going to be a tough road for these 3 guys. They'll get lots of playing time in the preseason, though. And finally, the offensive line. there's an opportunity here as well. Alaric Jackson, Jonah Jackson, Steve Avila, Dotson and Havenstein across the front. Still a small concern as far as depth. You got Noteboom, Limmer, and McClendon. Limmer more of an inside guy. McClendon, Noteboom have more flexibility. And then the draft pick, Leviston, who also could potentially play inside and outside. The other four guys, Zach Thomas, Grant Miller, Mike McAllister, and Logan Bruss, not feeling real good about any of them. So I think Dedich has a shot if he can just play reasonably well in the preseason and demonstrate that he could potentially fill in on a short-term basis. If someone goes down, he could make this roster. Kind of the same for Larson. I'm just kind of puzzled on what position he would play if he could really play tackle at the NFL level, or are they going to move him inside? They got to find flexibility with these guys, and I'm not sure how to answer that question with either of them. Dedich on the inside, yes, but both of them are going to have a shot to make this roster. Hey, before I sign off here, let's revisit my fearsome four guarantees I made back in early March, I think it was. The first guarantee was, at the time the Rams had 11 picks, and I guaranteed that they would make 8 or less in this year's draft. Well, I was kind of on the right track. They are going to concentrate on drafting quality over quantity. They ended up making one less than they started out with, moving up to take Braden Fisk, but I definitely overestimated how much they would consolidate their picks in pursuit of quality. Guarantee number two, the Rams will trade picks in this year's draft or next for a veteran on the last year of his contract. That could still happen. Not giving up on that. That would mean trading 2025 picks, and they already gave up their second rounder, so not feeling good about that one either. Guarantee number three, they will sign a veteran kicker. Still possible, but extremely unlikely. And fearsome guarantee number four, I already hit on this one. The Rams will sign a former Ram. I had identified 20 unrestricted free agents that were former Rams, and they did sign one, Darius Williams. So missed on one, hit on another two, kind of to be determined. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.